Hello and welcome back. I'm Erin Peace, and now I'll be talking with MA Graphic Communication Design student Anna Zhantong. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Erin.
So let's start with a little background. What's your work about?
I'm now interested in empty nest elderly living in China. So in China, four generations under one roof is a common Chinese idiom, an indicator of a successful and prosperous life. And now just getting two generations in the same house is a challenge fewer and fewer Chinese people can meet. This is a product of China's rapid social and economic changes, as well as a result of the one-child policy. And due to the urbanization, more and more people have to leave their hometown and their old parents to find well-paid jobs and better opportunities in bigger cities. They leave their hometown and their parents, causing a typical phenomenon in China, the empty nest elderly. And what I'm looking at is that Chinese empty nest elderly suffer more from mental emptiness and psychological lack of security than the lack of material sources.
Great. So what did you put in your drawer today for people to see?
I've put five envelopes in the drawer, and in envelope number one, there is a brief introduction of what am I doing and what am I trying to show to the audiences, like to show the living situations about the empty nest elderly in China through the research I've made, and to explain why am I interested in this topic and why this topic is relevant. And number two to number four envelope contains some of the representative experimental works I did in progress. So number two is the word image translating work, and envelope number three is the photo reacting work, and number four is a book I made based on the interviews I did with the three pairs of empty nesters living in China. And envelope number five, I would like to let the audiences take part in, to write their comments about my work, to take part in giving words about elderly or giving any advices for my further developments. So through opening and half look of the five envelopes, I would like the audiences better knowing and have preliminary feelings of the Chinese phenomenon, the empty nest.
Great. So if you're listening, please give Anna some feedback. Anna, is there a relationship between the medium and the subject matter?
Yes, the reason why am I using paper products as the main medium of my work is because that compared with digital products, paper products can more acceptable for both of the two generations. And with the reality that a number of empty nest elderly in China living in small villages do not know how to use new technology or use the network. Paper products, such as books or postcards or photos, are medium that both generations will able to reach.
Okay, so I see why that would appeal to the older generation, but why do you think this younger generation would care?
I think it's culture-based, actually. Through my research, I noticed that in China, there's no as overall social security system for elderly as in the Western countries. So most of the incomes come from their own pensions, social pension funds, and mainly they actually need the support from their children. And that is the economic and material support they need. For the psychological parts, I think the reason why they always feeling lonely and have social loneliness problems, I think it is because compares traditional small societies with our large modern societies, most old people end up living separately from their children and from most of their friends of their earlier years, and often some live in separate retirement homes for the elderly. Whereas in traditional societies, older people instead living out their lives among their children, their other relatives, and their lifelong friends. As the elderly children, based on the cultural background, I think they have the responsibility of taking care about their old parents on both the psychological and physical health.
So you did some research, I'm assuming, to come to this point. What kind of families were you looking at? Was there a distance between generations, like your grandparents and yourself? Or?
Yes, the families I interviewed and mentioned in the book I made are my relatives or my friends' relatives. And yes, all of them living a far distance between the young generations and the old generations. Maybe not as far as my parents and my grandparents live in, as we are living 2,000 to 180 kilometers far from each other. But the families I interviewed were living in different cities, different provinces, and they only can go back to hometown and visit their parents approximately once or twice a year.
So then what role do you think you're playing with your work between the empty nesters and their children?
Well, as a graphic communication designer, I would like to use graphic communication design as a tool to deliver information between the living alone elderly and their children, and to bridge the psychological gap between them. My character is the bridge and the link, I think.
That's great. So what are your next steps then?
Okay, for the next step, I think I need to add some more explanations of the context things to make the audiences better understand. Then I would like to try to find the good ways of bridging the gap between the empty nest elderly and their offspring, and to shorten the psychological and mental distance between them through graphic communication design. Maybe I will extend this topic worldwide to see if there are any similar phenomena under different cultural bases.
That would be great. So you've got a lot of work in your drawer, and you've told us what you're going to do next, but can you tell us a little bit about how it started, how it developed?
Maybe I'll do more research, and maybe research about the Western countries, or maybe go back to China and interview more empty nest families to get more information and first-hand information for me to get further and to make it more basic.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. Is it hard to talk about when you interview these people? Is this a sensitive subject?
Yes, sometimes maybe they do not recognize themselves as empty nest because they have stereotypes of empty nest elderly, because they think people are showing, they think they are really poor or something, so they do not recognize themselves as empty nest elderly. So sometimes I just interview them normally, like asking what are they doing daily, what's their daily lives, or to make them calm down and to open their heart to me and to get more.
That's great. Yeah. So have you shown anyone that you've interviewed, have you been able to share your work with them?
No, I haven't yet because I do not have the opportunities going back to China yet.
Once a year.
Yes. so maybe for the next holiday, I will show them what I did, like the book I've did and the photos I re-addicted for them. Yes.
Cool.
And maybe I will see what feedback will they give to me.
Yes. That would be great. All right. Well, one last question.
Okay.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from doing this work?
Actually, I think for doing more research, I think it's the most important part to get started off a project. That when we are doing research, when we are interviewing people to get first-hand information, maybe we'll change our mind from the first stereotype mind we first get from I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, because then you're designing for real people, right?
Yes,
yeah.
And maybe after the interviews, I will change my mind and find more interesting information from the interviews.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erin.
Next up, we have Chen Qi Wang, who will be talking about personal space in China.